get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
The News Bulletin at 18 hours, their headlines. Makers condemns a teacher's endorsement of President Hichilema. Police in Kaoma nab a 28-year-old businessman for alleged online misinformation. And in international news, Pope Leo calls for global leaders to choose peace in his first Easter Mass.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwana Kaoma.
And now the news in detail. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has expressed concern over teachers publicly endorsing President Hakainde Hichilema in Livingstone, describing the act as a serious breach of public service regulations and a threat to Zambia's democratic and bureaucratic integrity. NAKES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa has also described the incident as a technocratic taboo, warning that it undermines public sector neutrality and emphasizing that civil servants must implement policies impartially, regardless of their personal political beliefs. Dr. Chansa said the public service drives government and officers must implement policies, not endorse candidates, noting that partisan behavior is strictly prohibited and a serious offense. He has noted that while teachers can support policies, endorsing a political candidate is unlawful and could polarize the civil service, reduce efficiency, and harm the teaching profession.
This is unlawful. It must be condemned by all Zambians, and would like to appeal to the Secretary to Cabinet to issue a statement condemning this behavior, and also those that did that must be identified and disciplined according to the regulations. We can't afford to polarize the civil service. The civil service serves all Zambians regardless of political affiliation, and we can't afford to divide the public sector. The public sector in a democracy serves anyone who goes for public service, regardless of where they are coming from. So to see teachers parade themselves in that manner is quite very, very disturbing.
Government has disclosed that the country recorded 12 new cholera cases in the last 24 hours, with no deaths reported. Speaking at a press briefing in Solwezi, Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe said 11 of the new cases were recorded in Lusaka, while one was reported in Pulungu district in Northern Province. Dr. Katakwe has disclosed that since August last year, the country has recorded a cumulative total of 1,415 cholera cases, including 22 deaths across 25 districts nationwide. He has assured the nation that government has heightened surveillance and preparedness measures in Lusaka and other areas to curb the further spread of the disease.
The latest national surveillance data indicates that 12 new cholera cases have been reported in the last 24 hours, with 11 cases reported in Lusaka district and one case reported in Pulungu district. I am pleased to report to the nation that no death has been recorded during this period. You may wish to note that since August 2025, the country has recorded a cumulative total of 1,415 cholera cases.
Police in Kaoma have arrested 28-year-old businessman Leonard Chadida of Fort Clan for allegedly circulating false information via electronic communication platforms. Western Province Commissioner of Police Ray Hamonga said the arrest relates to a follow-up report on the circulation of false information with intent to alarm another person lodged at Kaoma Police Station. Mr. Hamonga has explained that the matter was reported on April 4, 2026 at 15:11 hours, stemming from a Facebook live stream allegedly conducted on April 3, 2026 between 15 and 16 hours in Kaoma District. He said Vasco Antonio, 51, of Kaoma Zesco Compound, lodged a complaint against Prophet Renard Kandinda of Mulambwa Compound, Kaoma, who allegedly conducted a Facebook live stream titled Renard R.M. Kandinda, in which he falsely accused Mr. Antonio of causing the illness of local businessman Liboma Justin. Mr. Hamonga has more details.
During the said broadcast, the suspect further alleged that the named businessman would die within 2 weeks and warned of impending bloodshed and possible violent clashes between families following the anticipated death. Statements which have caused alarm and anxiety within the community. Following swift investigations, police in Kaoma have apprehended the suspect identified as Mr. Leonard Chandinda, age 28, a businessman of Falkland area, who is also said to be associated with religious activities at Shiloh Embassy. The suspect was apprehended today, the 5th of April 2026, at approximately 09:30 hours. A mobile phone believed to have been used in the commission of the offense has since been seized and will undergo forensic examination.
Economic France President Winter Kabimba has expressed concern that Zambia's continued participation in the International Monetary Fund program will not lift citizens out of poverty, citing similar experiences in Ghana. In an interview, Mr. Kabimba said he has never supported IMF programs, a position he has held since his time in government under the Patriotic Front. He has noted that although IMF and World Bank programs are often tailored for African countries, poverty continues to persist across the continent. Mr. Kabimba has pointed to Ghana as an example, stating that despite being widely praised for implementing a successful IMF program, the country has not seen a significant reduction in poverty levels.
We are a poor country anyway. What can you do? What can you do to the IMF? So I'm not a proponent of the IMF myself. Starting from the time when I was in the PF, I don't think that what will get us out of poverty, cycle of poverty, is the IMF or the World Bank. I don't think so. I understand, you know, how these programs have affected the African countries. I understand all this very well. There was a time when Ghana was being promoted as the best example of a successful IMF program. Is Ghana any better than Zambia today? It's still just as poor.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Energy expert Dr. Johnston Chikwanda says route diversification is key to ensuring Zambia has reliable access to petroleum products. Dr. Chikwanda has noted that the country currently has limited options for procuring fuel, a situation he says leaves it vulnerable if disruptions persist or worsen over time. He has stressed the need to expand supply routes both within the region and globally in order to maintain sustainable fuel stocks. Dr. Chikwanda was speaking to Hot FM News.
Route diversification and we have quite limited option. If the waste comes to the west, we just have to tell maybe employees, those who drive and work, and for maybe a month, let them work from home. If employees work from home, then the demand for fuel goes down, so that the inventory that we have is stretched a little bit first. So there must be, you know, stakeholder engagement, not just with the oil marketing companies, which I've seen happening. That's a good starting point. But we also need to talk to transporters. We need to talk to other key stakeholders.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the